Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Fawn Fritzen. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were or are some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides some background about the live music performed that evening. The musical mingling and overlap between rock and jazz guitarists is what interests Steve today, as he delves into the music of several prominent rock jazz guitarists. We'll hear selections from Eric Johnson, Mike Stern, Joe Satriani, Gary Moore, and Joe Bonamassa. While not all of these musicians are considered jazz players, they have incorporated jazz, funk, and blues influences into their repertoire. They have stretched the boundaries of rock and inspired a generation of young electric guitarists. Take it away, Steve.
Thanks for coming out to our first Jazz in the Hall for our 2017-18 season. We appreciate your support of live jazz in the Yukon. Tonight's show will feature multi-instrumentalist and music teacher Rox Hunter. Yeah. He'll be playing some tunes for us that are inspired by some of his guitar heroes. These players are extremely well known in the rock world and use influences from jazz and especially the blues in their music. I'd like to start with Eric Johnson. He was born into a musically inclined family and started learning the guitar at age 11. He rapidly began progressing through music that would heavily influence his future style. His heroes include players from different areas of music, but I was very interested to see that he mentions Chet Atkins, Wes Montgomery, and Django Reinhardt, who would all be familiar in jazz circles. While he is a member of many bands in his early years, Johnson's probably best known for a series of albums under his own name in the 2000s. In September 2006, Johnson took part in a theatrical production titled Primal Twang, The Legacy of the Guitar. This was the first definitive theatrical journey through the guitar's colorful and controversial 3,500-year history. In September 2007, Johnson participated in a second theatrical production by the same company titled Love In, a musical celebration, in which he performed a Jimi Hendrix set, a tribute to the year 1967, often called the Summer of Love. One common thread between all the guitarists that I'll talk about tonight is the undeniable influence of Jimi Hendrix. I think it's impossible to play electric guitar without acknowledging a debt to Hendrix. To put Eric Johnson's work in context, I'll quote Guitar Player magazine, which called him one of the most respected guitarists on the planet. Throughout his career, Johnson has approached music as a healing force, a way to enhance the listener's consciousness and conjure joy and inspiration. He says, "That's what I've always appreciated about other artists." Johnson has an impressive discography, but one project that caught my ear was a recording he made with jazz guitarist and Miles Davis alumni, Mike Stern. The project is called Eclectic, and it certainly lives up to that name. With the two guitarists trading solos on a number of tracks, ranging from blues to guitar jazz inspired by Wes Montgomery to jazz rock fusion shuffles. I'd like to sample a track from Eric Johnson and Mike Stern's Eclectic CD, released in 2014 on the Heads Up record label. This track is called Benny Man's Blues. And while I don't know the origins of that title, it reminds me of a guitar version of a swing tune that may have come from the book of Benny Goodman's Big Band. So this is number one, please, Jim. This is Benny Man's Blues, co-written by Eric Johnson and Mike Stern. Thank you. Taste of Benny Mann's blues. I'm sure that I read somewhere along the line that Eric Johnson was referred to as the Tone Ranger. But when I did the research for this, I couldn't find that reference, so I do think it's very appropriate, though. Another of Rox's influences is Joe Satriani. He was born in Westbury, New York, and was inspired to play guitar at age 14 after hearing of the death of Jimi Hendrix. Apparently, he heard this tragic news during football practice, where he announced to his coach that he was quitting football to become a guitarist. Satriani studied music with Billy Bauer, a pioneering jazz guitarist who played with such avant-gardists as alto saxophonist Lee Konitz. Satriani also studied with reclusive jazz pianist Lenny Tristano. He was a controversial jazz educator whose devotees saw as a bridge between bebop and the later freer forms of jazz. As a teacher of improvisation, Tristano was technically demanding and greatly influenced Satriani's playing. The reclusive part of Tristano's personality meant that he chose not to commercialize his music. Satriani chose another path for his career, and he is a 15-time Grammy Award nominee and has sold over 10 million albums, making him the best-selling instrumental rock guitarist of all time. Satriani has been an influential guitar instructor in his own right and has mentored successful rock guitarists such as Steve Vai, Larry Lalonde, Rick Hunolt, Kirk Hammett, and Alex Skolnick, among others. His success as an electric guitarist has led to his endorsement of Ibanez guitars, which crafted a JS series signature model, as well as PV's JSX line of amplifiers. This is not to mention a number of effects pedals and other accessories. Satriani's discography is deep. He has released 17 CDs under his own name, with another scheduled for next year. His CD titles frequently make references to various science fiction stories and ideas, Surfing with the Alien, Back to Shalabal, and the Power Cosmic 2000 refer to the comic book character Silver Surfer, while Ice Nine refers to the secret government ice weapon in author Kurt Vonnegut's book Cat's Cradle. His composition Borg Sex is a reference to Star Trek, which features a homogeneous cybernetic race known as the Borg. His albums and songs often have otherworldly titles, such as Not of This Earth, Crystal Planet, Is There Love in Space, and The Engines of Creation. I'd like to sample one of his compositions now called Cool Number 9 that has kind of a blues funk feel to it. His guitar sound uses various effects to underline his flowing guitar solos. I'm not sure what happened to the other eight, but here is Cool Number 9. It's number 2, please, Jim. Let's move on to the late Gary Moore, who was a virtuoso rock and blues guitarist from Northern Ireland. While not a jazz player, he was very well known in the electric blues world. Moore started performing at a young age, having picked up a battered acoustic guitar at the age of 8. He got his first quality guitar at the age of 14, learning to play the right-handed instrument in the standard way despite being left-handed. He played with several well-known rock units, such as Skid Row, but launched his solo career in mid-1979. After a series of rock records, Moore returned to blues music with a recording called Still Got the Blues in 1990. This album included contributions by such eminent guitarists as Albert King, Albert Collins, and George Harrison. This album was very well received by fans and was certified gold in the U.S., which means it sold 500,000 copies. Moore was known for his highly emotional approach to playing guitar. Despite his technical proficiency and mastery of the guitar, he stood out through his phrasing and dynamic control, which was mostly influenced by melodic blues. Gary Moore's signature song is called Parisian Walkways. The melody is based, very closely based, on the jazz standard Blue Bossa by the talented jazz trumpeter and composer Kenny Dorham. Blue Bossa is often played at our jazz jams here at the Old Fire Hall. I'd like to give you a taste of that one. This is Parisian Walkways. This is really short, Jim, like 37 seconds or something. So just a quick taste of Parisian Walkways. Thanks, Jim. They say that craftsmen borrow and artists steal. I think that's a pretty direct steal myself. The song that caught my ear from the same collection, this is a compilation put together by Gary Moore called Ballad and Blues 1982 to 1994, is a track called Blues for Narada. And I'm always interested in how the title of a song comes to be, especially an instrumental that can be called almost anything. When I searched this one, I came up with Narada, who was a Vedic sage, famous in Hindu tradition as a traveling musician and storyteller who carries news and enlightening wisdom. I'm choosing to think that's Moore's intention here. So this is number 4, please, Jim. This is called Blues for Narada from Gary Moore. Thank you. Blues for Narada from Ballad and Blues 1982 and 94 by Gary Moore. The fourth guitarist I'd like to mention tonight is Joe Bonamassa. He's an American blues rock guitarist born in New Hartford, New York. He started playing guitar at age 4. Encouraged by his father, who was an avid music fan, who exposed young Joe to his British blues rock records. Joe Bonamassa was found to be a genuine guitar prodigy before he was a teenager. At 11 years old, Joe was mentored by and trained by American guitar legend, the late Danny Gatton. When he was only 12 years old, Bonamassa opened for bluesmaster B.B. King. In the last 13 years, Bonamassa has put out 15 solo albums through his independent record label, J&R Adventures, of which 11 have reached number one on the Billboard Blues charts. In recent years, Bonamassa has affirmed that his heroes were the British blues guitarists, listing Paul Kossoff, Peter Green, the aforementioned Gary Moore, Rory Gallagher, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page, and of course, Eric Clapton. He said, "There's a certain sophistication to their approach to the blues that I really like, more so than the American blues that I was listening to." In 2009, Bonamassa fulfilled one of his childhood dreams by playing at the Royal Albert Hall in London, where he performed a duet with Eric Clapton. Joe Bonamassa has been featured on the cover of virtually every guitar magazine multiple times. His name is notorious among guitarists, not only for being a virtuoso, but also for his incredible collection of vintage guitars, gear, and memorabilia, which now he calls the Bonaceum. Rather than sample one of the many albums under his own name, I'd like to play a track from a side project that he joined called Rock Candy Funk Party. This jazz funk band released their debut album, We Want Groove, in 2013, and followed with Rock Candy Funk Party Takes New York live at the Iridium in 2014. The Iridium Jazz Club, located on Broadway in New York City, has hosted many well-known jazz artists and featured weekly performances by the legendary guitarist Les Paul for nearly 15 years. The CD that I'd like to sample is from 2015. It's called Groove is King. All of this band's records have been released on Bonamassa's J&R Adventures label. This kind of has a jump blues feel to it, and the song is called Rock Candy. So this is number 5, please, Jim. This is Rock Candy from the Rock Candy Funk Party CD called Groove is King. Thank you. guitar from Joe Bonamassa. While these players would not be defined as jazz musicians, they have made a significant impact on the recorded history of the electric guitar. That's my brief look at some of the musicians who have inspired Rox Hunter's set tonight. Thank you.
Thanks, Steve, for shining the light on these creative guitarists who have risen to the top of the guitar world, a highly competitive and crowded field. All musicians attempt to find a signature sound, and we hope you agree these artists have reached that goal. We recorded this presentation in October 2017. This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon. Jazz Yukon is a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an annual integrated program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Fawn Fritzen. Thank you for listening.